Hey, guess what?
It's Wednesday.
And you're with, and I'm not.
It is so good to be back with you.
Nice to see you too, kiddo. I was out of town the last time.
I know.
Yeah.
It didn't feel right.
Well, thank you.
Speaking of out of town, I flew in just for you today.
I know, and here's the old joke, and your arms are very tired. But no, you came in from Dallas, right?
Dallas, Texas. You better watch out. I might have gained my accent in the 48 hours I was there again.
What were you doing?
I was on an on-location shoot.
Yeah.
So for the listeners that don't know about the Whitney Reynolds Show.
Tell them.
Okay, yeah, we're in season 9, but we produce ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I want to be the strongest voice of hope that our nation has ever seen. Not for any fame, but more so people can connect the dots and their own story. And I learned about this farm in Texas, and I grew up in Oklahoma, so I'm not afraid to hold a goat, and I might have done that in an interview. But this farm is literally changing lives for people that need a second chance, that are getting out of prison, that maybe have had a rough patch, and they need a job. They're teaching families how to make their own vegetation, how to provide, how to earn money. This is the first time this one community inside of Dallas, known as Bon Ton, has had an ATM. It's amazing.
So it's a little city within a city, or it's farm within a city?
So the way I would describe it is, you know how we say our neighborhoods here in Chicago?
Yeah.
It's Bon Ton, but it's in Dallas, but it's Bon Ton. And the way it got its name is because it was like, bomb, you don't want to go down there. There's only one way in, one way out. And now I saw this beautiful, beautiful side of it. I got to learn stories. I am on like a Bon Ton, like, hi, because literally I woke up this morning and I was taking like executive producer notes in my sleep about how we are going to storytell with all the interviews. I did 12 interviews yesterday. If you can't hear my voice, I'm a little overworked.
Yeah, you certainly are. And I appreciate you coming in.
Anything for you.
I know how hard you, not only how hard you work, but I think people can tell the extraordinary amount of energy that you expend, even in your everyday life. So the season 9 starts at the Whitney Reynolds Show. Now, these Dallas shows, when would they air?
So that's a great question, because what we're doing now is, because of social media and streaming, that will still be season 10 that hits in the fall, but we will leak it early on our own channels and on the PBS app,
right?
Tubi TV. We will do that all. So just stay tuned for that, because I love it. Used to be, because I've been doing now nine seasons on PBS.
Amazing.
It's wild. So we've learned a lot, and what I don't want to do is withhold the hope. So I repurpose it in different ways, and so we will be bringing this much sooner. But speaking of season 9, it hit last Monday.
I know, it's awesome.
It is wild. So we always, and this is like Chicago for, I mean, WGN is the Chicago station, right?
Yes,
so it is. WGN Radio, we're all about Chicago, and we always release here first.
Right.
So we hit Monday at 6:30 on Lakeshore PBS, and then we hit the nation at the same time on Saturdays.
You know, I have to say that, you know, I have the DVR.
Oh, yeah.
Program for Whitney Reynolds whenever it happens. And I wasn't aware that it was going to happen. And I sit down and I go to the DVR and go to recordings, and hey,
there's
the Whitney Reynolds Show.
Your bestie, John.
There
she is. I know. Season 9.
Cool. So cool coming out with the audience.
Oh man. I know. I got so jazzed for that.
Yeah.
That's what's interesting, is like, I'm never afraid to like try something new, and it worked. And I have to tell you, where I tape at CineCity, when this fall season hits, they just acquired these beautiful video boards. I'm telling you, think Leslie Stahl, 60 Minutes, but Whitney Reynolds, PBS, okay?
Yeah.
It is the most beautiful open. I'm going to be in front of these beautiful video boards for my new season. And
so
I just can't wait.
New graphics, new...
Everything. I'm just so excited. You get to see it in a whole new light. And what I think it does, it visually tells these stories more. And I say this because of the seasons that we've been on, you can tell how we've grown and when we've grown.
No, that's
funding,
true. You certainly can.
And everything else. And these video boards are a game changer. I'm geeking out over here when I talk about it.
Plus, if you hadn't made these gains during each season, no one would ask you to come back.
Thank you.
Well, it's true.
I kind of agree.
But you have grown into the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is outstanding.
That's why I was in a meeting a few weeks ago, and I said, you know, it's this perfect timing, because I know who I am as a host.
Mm-hmm.
I know what my goal is in life, to be the strongest voice of hope.
Right.
And I'm not, it's not that I'm not young, but being 39, I know who I am. Walking into 40, here we go.
Oh, I saw some stuff about you getting ready for that. What did I say? Well, go to social media.
Okay? You never know it.
You can't miss her.
What week was this, John? Because you never know what I was getting ready for.
And she's getting ready for some other things that we'll tell you about when we come back. We're taking a break on 720 WGN. There she is, coming into the studio. The crowd goes wild. It's Wednesdays with Whitney. Whitney Reynolds here at 720 WGN. I'm John Landecker, and you can tell it's Wednesday. Okay, now, here, let us make sure you've got your itinerary correct, yes. What's going on with you, because you can't tell where she is without a program. We talked about Season 9 for a second. Whitney Reynolds live at Koval, K-O-V-A-L.
Yes.
Now, I didn't know what that was, and I looked it up. Are we talking about a distillery?
Oh, yeah. Sonnet.
What are you doing in a distillery other than distilling?
Okay, so Sonnet is one of the most amazing women. She changed Illinois law to bring in distillery to Illinois. She had this dream of coming back to Chicago and really like doing something that's so different than she'd ever done before. And so they opened a distillery, but literally to have this come to life, it's near my neighborhood. I'm in Roscoe Village.
Right.
So she's right up the road. But we did our season opener, which was, you know, it was last Monday. And when we did it, she was on The Dream. So it was like, we had, you know, Jessica Jordan Ping on there, which we've talked about her in past episodes.
Yeah, that's right.
We had Jordan Spieth.
Yep.
And then we had Sonnet. And she was just phenomenal. We walked the plant. There's a big American flag. And it's in Chicago.
So this is her story.
This is her story.
It just happens to be a distillery.
No, she created it. And even crazier is her grandfather, who they named it after, when they were trying to buy this building over in Ravenswood, mm-hmm. he made batteries in another country. And the battery pack from back in the day just happened to be in there. And she was like, I got to buy this building.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The building already had one of these batteries installed in it?
It was just a random thing sitting in there.
I mean, vacant
totally
warehouse. Random.
Yeah. And there it was. And she was like, this is it.
That must have blown her mind when she saw
it. It was.
That.
And like when she explained it, like during the show, it was very impactful. But then we did Whitney Reynolds Live. And what I love about Whitney Reynolds Live is an intimate conversation that is with about 50 people.
Yeah.
And we pass out tickets for about one day on our social media. And that's it. And it's, you get to meet the people in the new season that are really inspiring hope. And we do this in our home market because we really want people in Chicago to know we care.
You know,
and that we want to create change.
Of course you do. And when do you sleep? I would just, the thought just occurred to me.
You know, that is a really, I'm going to sleep very well tonight. I was telling myself that on the plane as the person next to me was snoring. I'm like, okay, Whitney, when you get home tonight, you are going to sleep well.
Okay. Just want to make sure you're getting your rest because those batteries.
I know. I need to know her grandfather's.
I mean, I don't know, not her grandfather's batteries. I'm talking about your batteries.
Yes.
Are always charged, it seems.
Well, okay. Especially for Wednesdays with you.
Why, thank you. All right, so we talked about Dallas. Now, make sure we get everything in here. Wings Blossom event.
Yeah.
And you are the honoree. Now,
what
is the Wings Blossom event?
Okay, so Wings is the largest nonprofit in Illinois, so mm-hmm. I want to be very clear, in Illinois for domestic violence.
Yes.
They don't like saying victims, they like saying victors.
Good.
So tomorrow night, we are going to have this beautiful fashion show, because what they're doing is they're destigmatizing the conversation, because no one must be like, hey, let's get a room together of 200 people and talk about domestic violence. You know, it's kind of a hard topic, right?
Yes, it certainly is.
And so what they've done with Blossom is made it this beautiful conversation and involve fashion. So Nigel Barker is going to be the MC again. He's great. He is this icon when it comes to fashion. And he also opened up with his story last year, which we weren't expecting, because I was just attending last year. I sat front row. I loved it. I love fashion. And I was like, this is amazing. So when I got the call last fall and they said, Whitney, we want to honor you. One, I know what a big deal that means in Chicago, because a lot of my people that I look up to so much are honorees at these big events.
Yeah.
And it's to bring people together, to use your platform. And so I wrote a poem for tomorrow night, and it's, I know, I'm not going to give
it
a sneak peek.
You?
No, you have to be
come
there. On. Next time I'm here, I'll read it because it literally was like this heart and soul. I wrote it in bed.
Is it long?
And no, it's short, but I'll read it next time I'm here because I want it to be really special for tomorrow night's event.
Okay.
But
all right. I'm writing this.
It helps piece together some of my story and why this topic around domestic violence matters. But then they had these victors.
What was the inspiration? I mean, did it just come to you? I'm going to write a poem for this?
You know what? I combined some of my interviews and life moments that I've, you know, the stats with domestic violence, whether it's verbal abuse or even monetarily, like abuse, is there's all different types of forms. And so I was able to basically channel the people I've interviewed that have been impacted and then also a little bit of my own story and put a poem together.
That is very powerful.
But my mom, it was funny because she was in Dallas with me as my production assistant, and Polly Wilson, she's a wild woman. She definitely was like, oh my gosh, this takes me back to fourth grade wit. You're writing poems again for birthday presents. I'm like, Mom, I worked really hard on this one.
Yeah. I don't want to leave anything. Now, wait a minute. The Wings Blossom event, and you're the honoree, is when?
Tomorrow night.
And then we move to this Saturday. Yeah. Tomorrow night it would be
Thursday.
Yes. Then do we have Friday off, or are you doing something Friday?
I'm taping on Friday.
Okay, you're taping on Friday. This is what I mean about energy and batteries.
But then, we're in season. When I'm in hiatus, you know.
Yeah, I know. But then Saturday is the Ronald McDonald House Gala.
Yeah.
Now, I've long ago attended... No, wait a minute. It was for the Lighthouse for the Blind. And
I love Lighthouse for the Blind, too.
They were a major sponsor.
Yeah.
So these things are... And you are... What are you doing at that one?
So they have this beautiful welcome video that they made, and they have, like, Chicago people. I mean, you need to be on that next year, for sure, John.
Okay.
They have Chicago people welcoming people, and I got to do it from my studio over in Lawndale. And so I get to watch that. And the Ronald McDonald House is so near and dear to me. When I did Whitney's Wish List, we did a viewing party there. I have volunteered there. I mean, everything about the Ronald House. Because as a parent, having twins that are 9, I have been fortunate enough not to be in a situation where my kid is in the hospital for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I also live in the city. So there are people that are coming to Chicago in their worst nightmare state of a child needing help. And the Ronald House provides housing.
Oh, I know, everything.
It keeps families together.
Right. I mean, it's an incredibly generous and effective institution. It's
food, housing, and the beautiful roof deck.
It's amazing.
And our Chicago, because I've toured a couple different Ronald Houses, and our Chicago one is just beautiful. Holly,
it is.
Does
so
much.
I know where it is. Yeah,
to facilitate people feeling right at home and welcome.
Yeah. So that takes,
I love that you're
Wings, like, we got the Blossom Honoree.
You're checking it all off, John.
Then that's tomorrow. Then we got Saturday. Now, let's go to May 10th.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on with the Chicago Fire versus Atlanta?
So they are having family day, for one, at Soldier Field. And I was seeing some people pop up and getting to be like, I don't want to say like an unofficial captain, but kind of. They give you jerseys and you get to cheer on the sidelines. And Team Heiner, which is my married name, we're all going to be there. So we are going to be there for family day, and my kids will be running around with everybody. And then we're going to get to be sidelined and be on the team. And what's really cool about this is my son he didn't make the main team, which I'll probably get in trouble about this later.
No, it's okay. Hey,
he didn't make the main little team, but he made the secondary little team.
Excuse me, but there's plenty of time to grow up and make those teams.
That's right.
Absolutely. Do not be discouraged at all.
You know, my husband manages my son. I manage our daughter. And so David was like, he did really great, and we're on the secondary team, but he's loving soccer. So I think this is going to be such a fun moment. And I would also recommend for the families listening right now, it's a family day at Soldier Field that's going to kick off at 11:30. So come out. Like, I think they have it on their website. I'll have it on my social channels as well.
Your social channels, what would those be? So I can tune them in.
I love Instagram. That is my favorite. @Whitney_Reynolds.
Yes.
It's always happening. You're going to be like, is she still in Dallas? No, that was yesterday's video, folks, but it's still on my stories. We're back here. But yeah, we'll have that up there on our little link tree.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
As usual, fantastic that you come in. I really appreciate you making a stop on the way back from Dallas.
This is my highlight of the week. Are you kidding me? I know we listed out a lot, but being with you in studio, and for the listeners that don't know, this view is incredible.
Oh. Not of me. out the window studios. We're on the 18th floor of a building that overlooks to the east Navy Pier and to the north the Wrigley Building and the Marriott. And
it's really wild.
It's really good.
I know. And you know that, like, my honeymoon, I had the Sheraton right over there.
Yes.
Every time I, like, saluted on my way in. I know. I love it.
Well, thanks, Whitney. I can't wait until the next time.